You're listening to Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports, KOKK. High school football last night, we had a pair of games on the air at Tiger Stadium. Huron Tigers hosted the Douglas Patriots. Huron comes out with a 36-0 shutout win. For Huron, Colton McNeil was 11 of 20 passing, 168 yards, 4 touchdowns. Blake Hillwine had 2 touchdown catches, 39 and 26 yards. Cooper Bischoff a pair as well, 18 and 15 yards. Running the ball, Landon Hulse, 24 carries, 118 yards. Thackeray Hansen, 12 carries for 59 yards and a touchdown. Tigers now 2-4. They travel to Aberdeen next week. Here on KOKK, area rivalry in 11B, Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central rolled over Miller Highmore Herald, 62-20. For the Blackhawks, Holden Havlick rushed for 3 touchdowns, passed for 1. Grant Edwards had 4 touchdowns, 2 kickoff returns, and a 97-yard pick 6, as well as a touchdown run. For Miller Highmore Herald, Derek Brueggemann threw 3 touchdown passes, 2 to Kellen Hurd, 1 to Isaac Hunter. Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central now 5-1 on the season. Miller Highmore Herald is 1-5. Other area scores, Arlington defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 42-20. Ipswich 42, Hitchcock Tulare 8. Woolsey Wessington stayed undefeated as they top Bonham 38-14. Warbirds are 6-0. Corsica Stickney shut out Sunshine Bible 44-0. Warner shut out Redfield 49-0. Hamlin rolled over DeSmit 64-0. Scores from 11AA, Spearfish came east and defeated top-ranked Watertown 27-20 in double overtime. Game was tied at 14 at the end of regulation. Both teams scored but missed the extra point at the end of the first overtime before Spearfish took the lead and took the win. Brookings outlasted T Area 29-22. Aberdeen, who host Huron next week, defeated Mitchell 48-8. Yankton shut out Sturgis 35-0. AAA O'Gorman defeated AA Pier 42-14. AAA scores Jefferson 56, Stevens 13. Rapid City Central notched their first win since 2021, snapped a 29-game losing streak as they defeated Sioux Falls, Washington 3-0. Harrisburg defeated Roosevelt 49-13, and Brandon Valley defeated Lincoln 39-13. That's the rundown of our football scores from last night. A look at the schedule for today. Huron Tigers looks like pretty much has the weekend off. The one event in the area today is volleyball. The 281 Conference Tournament will be played in Wessington Springs today. Top seed undefeated Hitchcock Tulare will play 8-seed Sunshine Bible to open the tournament. 4-seed Wessington Springs plays number 5 Iroquois Lake Preston. 2-seed Woolsey Wessington plays number 7-seed James Valley Christian, and number 3-seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket squares up with number 6-seed Highmore Herald. It's a single elimination tournament with playing out to all 8 places. Best 2 out of 3 champion will be crowned by this afternoon. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Huron Tiger Volleyball has again teamed up with the Huron Regional Medical Center Foundation for Breast Cancer Awareness Night on Thursday, October 17th. Tiger Volleyball coach Josh Lean says the girls are selling Dig Pink t-shirts.
Girls are selling t-shirts. If you can't find a way to buy a t-shirt, reach out to coaching staff, reach out to HRNC. We'll get you a t-shirt. They're $20, and the proceeds all stay here in Huron to HRNC's foundation. So that's a big effort, and we want to jam-pack this arena with pink shirts on that particular Thursday and really celebrate it this month.
Also, there will again be a silent auction to go along with the t-shirt sales.
We are looking for donations from anyone willing. And HRMC, I think they're due to the foundation over at Legacy Plaza on the 15th of October. So if you just want to take them there as a local business, if you want to contact a volleyball player, a coach, we will hook you up. We'll get it to the right spot. And that online auction, all of those proceeds will also go directly here in Huron to the HRMC Foundation. And this is an effort. I didn't start it. I've just been lucky enough to be a part of it and to continue being the coach who wants to champion this thing and make sure the girls keep it going for all of those right reasons.
Lean does stress that all money raised from both the t-shirt sales and the silent auction will stay local, going to the Huron Regional Medical Center We Got You Covered program. We Got You Covered helps women in Huron and surrounding communities receive the screenings they need for early detection of breast cancer. T-shirt orders need to be in by next Wednesday, October 9th. Auction donations by Tuesday, October 15th. Contact any member or coach of Huron Tiger Volleyball or contact Levi Carey at HRMC Foundation if you would like to donate or help out. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we have a full show today. We'll hear from Hitchcock Tulare volleyball coach Jordan Knopp. The Patriots undefeated, ranked number 4 in Class B, top seed in the 281 Conference Tournament later today. Hear from James Valley Christian soccer coach Jory Wiff. The Vikings are currently the number 2 seed in Class A. They have finished out their regular season today, the final day of the regular season for high school soccer, and we will hear the first-round pairings probably by later today or tomorrow for both Class A and AA. Vikings, I said, currently the number 2 seed in Class A. Rachel Carey is getting the Huron Tiger girls tennis team set for the Class A state tournament Monday and Tuesday in Rapid City. And more from Huron Tiger football coach Drew Strand on last night's win against Douglas. And that'll be our Dakota Sports Saturday show coming up at about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Next up on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk with Jory Wiff, head boys soccer coach for James Valley Christian. They finished up their regular season on Thursday, lost to Mitchell, actually snapped a 10-game winning streak. They finish out the regular season 10-4. Look to start the playoffs next week. We'll get to that coming up. And coach, first things first, you'd had 3 losses in a row. One of them I know is really close, but then the kids just got on a roll. And you know, you always come into a season hoping for the best, but with the, it looks like the youth you have to be very pleased with how this season has played out.
We are, yeah. Young team. You just go to practice and talk about trying to get better, and we've done that. It was interesting early on, especially looking for, even those leadership aspects with such a young group. And so, yeah, after a tough start, the 10-game run was a lot of fun. That was all within our division. One of those early losses was to Sioux Falls Christian, and they're at the top of the AA rankings, so that tells you how good they are. They're still on our schedule out of, I guess, respect for tradition, going back a long, long time playing them. But it's a really difficult way to start the season. But yeah, it's been really good to see the growth, see the development, and be in the position we're in at the beginning of the season, setting goals and things like that. Having a winning record and having a home playoff game were a couple of the things mentioned. Maybe encourage them to dream even a little bit bigger than that. But here we are with a couple of those things accomplished and looking forward to the playoffs.
Well, tell us about your team. I said no seniors, four juniors, so it's a lot of youth. But obviously you mentioned the leadership, and I'm sure that was something you had to carve out. Tell us about some of the leaders, some of the kids who have really carried the load this year.
Yeah, so a couple of juniors were named captains. Colby Vanderwerf is a junior. He plays we call it a stopper position. It's really a defensive midfield spot. He's a super active kid on the field, integrates with us defensively, but also gets forward and helps us out there. He scored four goals, has an assist, and is a good communicator for us on the field. Isaac Whiff is our sweeper, our center defensive player. Big leg in the back that is a nice weapon for us, a fast, physical kid that you like to have on defense. Noah Fast is just a freshman, just a calm, steady kid in the midfield. He has scored eight goals and has an assist, and he's part of our ability to possess the ball well and build our attacks. More offensively, I guess, Gavin Waldner is probably the catalyst offensively. He's got 12 goals and 12 assists, so it really runs through him a lot. When he's active, well, we are really good. We're a much improved team offensively from a year ago. We scored 20 more goals than we did a year ago, and we've had a lot of people involved in that process. Isaac Fast, a seventh grader, has 11 goals and 7 assists as a seventh grader. Been a fantastic addition to our attack. He's played a lot of youth soccer, and it shows. And so, yeah, those are some of the keys, I guess. But lots of people have been involved. We have 12 kids that have scored for us. So we've gotten contributions from lots and lots of people in a variety of ways, and that's really fueled the run that we had been on.
Well, you know, and we've had this discussion in the past. You're kind of an outlier. You and Freeman Academy are really the only true Class B schools when you look at basketball and volleyball playing Class A soccer. But even that, Freeman Academy has a few other schools they're drawing kids from, too. So, you know, in many ways, you're the outlier here. But obviously, you know, the kids, they don't even think about it.
Yeah, I don't know that they do, but I guess we've always kind of taken pride in being one of the smaller schools to play and being the underdog most of the time. We've always enjoyed that bit of motivation, I guess, or at least I have. We have a good history with Freeman going all the way back to 1979, I believe. I went through recently and marked down who's won what years, all the times that we've played, 80 sometimes those two schools have played. So a lot of history there. We like to brag that game up a little bit as the longest running rivalry in South Dakota soccer. So that's fun. But yeah, we'll just embrace the role that we have and go with it.
You know, talking with Jory Whiff, head boys soccer coach for James Valley Christian. They're right now seated at number 2 in Class A. Playoffs start next week. There's still a couple of games here this weekend, so nothing's going to be official. I know it's all speculation, but I know you coaches, everybody gets into the mathematics and everything this time of year. You feel pretty secure you're going to hold that number 2 spot and for sure get a home match here once the playoffs begin.
Yeah, we should be able to for sure host on Tuesday. And, of course, you have to play well to get to do it again. But it looks like even able to host again for the second round, if we're able to perform well on Tuesday. Sioux Falls Christian and Key for the last several years have been pretty dominant in this division. Key, of course, went to AA, and Sioux Falls petitioned up, I believe, for soccer this year. And so that really opened the division up. Everybody else went, hey, we all have a chance now. So there's a lot of excitement in the division, and a lot of teams that are really pretty even. Not a lot of big discrepancies among teams. So you've got to be pretty sharp game in and game out.
And so, you know, you'll just wait to see who comes to you. You're thinking maybe West Central, somebody like that. Bottom line is you'll know your opponents for the most part here, and the kids just have to do the job on the pitch, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, we've played everybody in our division, so no secrets. And, yeah, you've got to play well, be sharp, and be together. Like I said, all these teams are dangerous if you're not playing well.
And wrap it up with this, you know, everybody's got their goals at the beginning of the season. Kind of nice for you to see, you know what, these kids actually are hitting some of those goals, but there's still one big one left out there that you got to feel is within reach, but again, still have to do the work.
Yeah, excited about the playoffs being here, nine weeks into the season now. And like I said at the beginning, they were talking about some goals and were encouraged to maybe dream about that final weekend. But yeah, a little bit of work to do to make that happen. Vermilion's the one seed, and that's deserved. They've certainly earned that along the way here. So everybody's hoping for a shot at them, but we'll have to be together on Tuesday against West Central, or if that changes yet this weekend, whoever comes this way.
Jory Wiff, head boys soccer coach for the James Valley Christian Vikings, finished out the regular season Thursday at 10-4. Actually had the 10-game winning streak snapped by Double A Mitchell on Thursday, but still carrying momentum. They will be the number two seed, and we'll see who the matchup is. There's still, I think, three matches left to be played today, so matchups won't be out till tonight or maybe tomorrow for Class A soccer. We will continue Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. And, Rich, let's talk about your fall home sale going on right now. Save up to 50% off, plus no interest for up to 2 years.
That's right. We're doing something really kind of fun. We have no interest for 24 months, so for 2 years, no interest. What's great about it is you're able to combine that with all of our sale prices, so you can still get the lowest sale price, take that 50% off discount, and still finance. And in addition, this particular one has no minimum. So what that does is it really has some fun numbers. For instance, if I put it this way and said, what if you could get a Lazy Boy rocker recliner for $17 a month? How would you like to get an entire Ashley sectional for $34 a month? How about a reclining sofa for $23 a month? You can get a genuine Sealy Posturepedic queen size mattress for $25 a month. You get into the mattresses, Tempur-Pedic's running up to $300 off. Purple is running up to $600 off. Nectar is running 40% off some of their accessories. The really fun part is right now with this no interest financing for 2 years, and you can do it with no minimum.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First up on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk Hitchcock Tulare Volleyball with head coach Jordan Knopp. The Patriots are 20-0 on the season after a win this past Tuesday over Sunshine Bible and winning, 4-5 at the Pentagon Tournament this past weekend, getting set for the 281 tournament, one-day tournament coming up today. We'll get to all that coming up, but coach, first off, at 20-0, as we said before we started the interview, you got to be smiling. You kind of targeted this year, but yet you still never know how things are going to go. The girls have obviously responded.
Right. You know, last year we got done with our season last year, and we sat in the Iraq. We had our last match in Northwestern against Falkland in the Sodak 16 game, and we lost that game, and we kind of felt like we let that one slip away a little bit, and lost kind of maybe our opportunity to get to Rapid City last year, and so our girls took it upon themselves. We didn't want that feeling again this year, so they took it upon themselves, and and worked extremely hard in the off season to get better and play some club volleyball in the spring and go to a lot of camps. And here we sit now with a 20-0 record. And I don't know if a lot of people really imagine that we'd be sitting here 20-0 when we started the season. But so far, it's been a good year, obviously. So.
Well, I look back at last weekend at the Pentagon. You played a couple of teams with pretty sparkling records, Class A teams like Winter and Mount Vernon Plankton, and obviously the girls just took care of business.
Right. We knew going down there that Warner was down there also, and we're obviously in the same region as them with Northwestern and Warner, and we were chasing Warner and power points a little bit, and we knew Warner was maybe a little tougher bracket or division that we were in. And we need to go down there and sweep our division. That's exactly what we did. Mount Vernon playing has a nice team. They really made us work. And then the winter game was maybe the first time we've been down. We were down 5 or 6 points at one point in set one, and we kind of got, I think Caitlin and Trader kind of said, come on, guys, let's go. And he took it upon ourselves to get us back in that game, and we beat them out like 25-22. So then at the second set, we just basically, I think they were pretty tired. Winner looked pretty tired from our sets and hits and serves, and they kind of just rolled over, and it was a nice win, a good day for us.
You know, when you mentioned getting tired, I think everybody's tired by the end of that day at the Pentagon because you play a lot of volleyball and usually pretty high-caliber volleyball.
Right. You have to be pretty mentally tough, I think, down there. We got lucky. We got to play one game, then we got to sit, and so forth throughout the day. The only time we played back-to-back is we had to play Ethan right before the winter game. And so, and Ethan made us work hard, too. Even it was one set was 25-22. So, it was mentally tough, and you got to be ready to play down there. And like you said, it's a lot of high-caliber volleyball, and it's nice to go down there to see different teams. And honestly, like I told our girls, we've been down there. I think we've been going down there for 9 years, and the very first year we went down there, we ended up playing Mount Vernon Plankton in a championship game. And since then, we haven't been in a championship game or even, winning our division since last week. So it was nice to see that.
Well, let's talk about your players. I guess we'll start with Caitlin Schrader. She's been there forever, but she is a senior now. We were talking beforehand, 2020, the COVID year, you did make the B tournament here in Huron. She was an eighth grader and a pretty important part of that team. And obviously, as a girl who's played a lot of volleyball, just played a lot of Patriot sports.
Right. Kate means so much to us. She's just a great athlete, whether it's basketball or volleyball, and she carries the team. She's the leader on the court. She basically knows probably the game of volleyball probably better than I do, honestly. She sees the court so well. You think she's going to go up and hit, and then all of a sudden she tips the ball into an open spot. Her passing in the back row has just been phenomenal. She's in every serve-receive rotation we can get her in. Her defense is just as good in the back row, her digging and so forth. And so, hopefully we can continue to have her keep playing well here down the stretch. She's hitting like a 525, which is unreal in volleyball. And obviously next year we're going to miss her, but we're gonna enjoy her while we have her.
And, of course, volleyball, a team game. One girl can't do it by herself. You need a setter. You need passers. You need back row. You need a libero. Run down some of the other girls because, obviously, this team is well-rounded when you're at 20-0.
Right. We have a nice front line, I always say. Besides Caitlin, we have our other outside and our senior, Ella Johnson. She's been really hitting the ball here well lately. And then she serves an extremely tough ball. She's one of our top ace leaders on the team. And then our middles are Rebecca Heisinger and Isabel Gilbert. Isabel's another senior. And she's... her hitting's coming a little bit, but we watch her more for probably her blocking. And then, again, Rebecca's been running some great one-tempo balls, and her hitting percentage is starting to creep up there a little bit. And then our right side, we have Lila Johnson. She's also one of our setters. We run a 6-2. She's a sophomore. She's a lefty. She has a nice hard hit off the right side, and been doing a nice job running our offense. And then also Gracie Bixler is our other setter. She comes in off the bench. And then in Gracie's front row, we got a nice little addition in Cora Holfer from James Valley. She has really done a nice job with basically coming in, playing right side. She didn't really play right side last year, played more of a middle hitter. And so she's coming in and putting up a nice block for us. So when we get Cora and Isabel and Becca in the front row all at once, we got a pretty nice block in the front row. And we got some good hard hitters, too. So that's all the positive. And then we got our libero, Ambry Hookman. She's been a three-year starter now in that spot. And she's kind of the leader in the back row with her and Kate. And so our team's pretty balanced here. Not many holes in it, put it that way.
Can talk with Jordan Opp. He is head coach, Hitchcock Tulare Patriot Volleyball, undefeated on the season, I believe ranked number 4 in the latest media poll, and getting set for probably the biggest week of the regular season, because today you're heading down to Wessington Springs, 281 tournament, and then you have battles with Warner and Miller, top 5 teams in Class B and Class A coming up next week. But first things first, 281 tournament, I know that's a day the girls look forward to. It's one day, best 2 out of 3. You're seeded out. Obviously, you're seeded 1. You'll draw Sunshine Bible first, then go from there. But I know basketball, the 281 tournament, volleyball, the 281 tournament, this is a big goal for the girls, because for all the success, your girls haven't been able to win this.
No, it's been quite a while. I was thinking back to, like we talked about beforehand, I wonder if it wasn't about 2016. There was a stretch here. We won it for about 3 years in a row. And then I think 2016 might have been about the last year. And then obviously 2020, the COVID year, they didn't have it. They did not have the tournament, so we didn't play it out. And then for the past 3 years, it's been Woolsey. Last year, Woolsey beat us in the championship. But I think our goal down for Saturday, obviously, for today, is to go down and we got to win out. Just for seed points, and obviously we want to keep the undefeated record going, so, and then win the tournament.
You know, and of course you don't ever want to look ahead, but you got those two games looming next week, and I know you're preparing for, you've been preparing for the tournament, but also you've been looking a little bit at Warner and Miller as well.
Right. I tell my players to just kind of focus on the task at hand, which will be on today, Saturday, and spring. But we have to, as a coach, I'm already starting looking at Warner film, and I'm probably before the end of the week here, as we record this, we'll probably be looking at some Miller film also to get ready to go. We go up to Warner Tuesday. It's going to be a big game. I think it's going to be a Sodak 16 style atmosphere, per se. Two top ranked teams in the state, probably pretty hard hitting teams, good defense. I think it's going to be a good one. I know my girls are looking forward to it. And then, obviously, going over to Miller. Miller has a nice team with only one loss to Warner, and that's going to be an interesting matchup, too. It's our breast cancer awareness night, so that's always fun and on top of everything else that's going on. And should be two great crowds next week watching some good volleyball.
Again, talking with Jordan Opp, head volleyball coach at Hitchcock Tulare, undefeated on the season, and will be the top seed today at the 281 tournament. Wrap it up with this, Coach. I don't think it's very hard to see what the goal is this year. You touched at it at the beginning. You made the Sodak 16 last year. I believe you beat Northwestern to advance and then lost to Fulton for the chance to go to state. So obviously that's the step the girls want to take. State tournament, yeah, it's there, but you got to get there first, and I'm sure all the focus on getting the postseason, playing your best.
Yeah, right. We touched on that next week a little bit. That's a big week for us, just with the PowerPoint. We're one in the region. I maybe said this earlier. We're one in the region right now against Warner and Northwestern, but Warner and Northwestern are both on our tails, and so we need every PowerPoint that we can get. And so if we could beat Warner and Miller next week, that'd be huge for our PowerPoints. Just to keep us in kind of where we want to be. And then, obviously, we got a tough Castle squad coming up, too. That'll be an interesting matchup. Ipswich has been has a nice team up there. We're going to see them here in the end of October. And then, Sanborn Central Woonsocket is always a quality opponent every year. We're going to see them here toward the end of October here. So we got some good matchups coming down the pipe. We're going to have to prepare and hopefully get us better. Those matchups will be us better for the postseason here coming up in early November.
Jordan Opp, head coach, Hitchcock Tulare Volleyball. They're 20-0, ranked number 4 in the latest media poll. They're headed to Wessington Springs today as the top seed in the 281 Conference Volleyball Tournament. We'll be back on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Dakota Sports.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we have Rachel Carey, head girls tennis coach for the Huron Tigers. The Tigers wrapped up ESD in the regular season this past Monday, Tuesday, now preparing for the state tournament here coming up this Monday and Tuesday. So first off, coach, overall, just kind of give your summation of the season. We had a pretty good dual record this year, and you hope now that can carry over here to a state as well.
Yes, absolutely. It was a good season for us. Came out with a winning record. We were 12-6, I believe, for our overall dual record for the season, which is fantastic. And the girls are playing well. I think it's been a good season. We have some girls that don't have a lot of varsity experience, and so throughout the season, just working on that, getting that experience, and getting them comfortable with playing varsity tennis has been huge. And we're ready and gearing up for state at this point, and excited for that tournament.
Well, ESD was Monday, Tuesday, and of course that's mostly double-A schools with, I think, Huron and Pierre, the only Class A schools. You did play sixth as a team. Actually, you were hoping to get a little higher. Pa Clermont gets third place in fourth flight singles. And, you know, initially I think things went about how you expected. There were just a couple of matches there once you got into the tournament on Tuesday in the consolation round and stuff where you thought they'd go our way, and, you know, and that kind of maybe cost us at the end.
Yeah, exactly, Jeff. I thought, you know, maybe we could be kind of in that top five spot for ESD. But ESD is a tough tournament, always has been. People are certainly bringing their A game in that tournament. And the first round matches kind of went how I expected them to go. Was hoping for a little bit better, turnout on our matches that second day, but the girls played well. I mean, we maybe didn't win those matches, but they played well at the tournament. I was really happy with our doubles play at the tournament, and a sixth place finish is okay. There's a lot of positives that come out of the ESD tournament. It's great to be able to play that before we go into state, because now we're in that tournament mindset. I think it eases our nerves going into that tournament. And Pa Clare finishing third at ESD in flight four is awesome, and that was definitely exciting for us.
And, of course, you're dealing with South Dakota weather, but really weather has been fairly cooperative just from a temperature standpoint this season. But, boy, that wind had to be something on Monday.
It was brutal. It really came down to luck and who could keep the ball in play the longest. And if you hit it at a time when the wind was really blowing, you better be prepared for that ball to move and fly all over the place. It was crazy.
Well, now getting set for Class A, as we said, and I guess first things first, I think everything had to be in yesterday as far as getting the seedings together, and then even after that, computer's going to spit out something, but then you have a chance. If you don't like somebody's seed or another coach doesn't like somebody's seed, you can go and kind of contest it. So hopefully sometime this morning matchups will be out.
Yes, I am anxious to see those. I will take a look and see where everybody's at, and then if I have a case for, you know, getting somebody moved up into a higher seed, we'll certainly take that opportunity. But it takes a little bit of time then to sort through that and figure out where everybody's at and make sure that we're in the best possible spot. That's the whole goal when I do that, is just making sure that I'm, you know, putting us in the best possible position, or can try to get us into the best possible position going into that tournament. So anxious to see those.
And you did say, you know, just your conjecture, your opinion, but you feel like, you know, all singles, all three doubles flights, we feel pretty good about where we should get.
I really do. You know, looking at the girls and their records against the Class A schools that we've played throughout the season, I think we are going to be in really good positions from flight one to flight six, and same with doubles going into this tournament. I mean, if you can be in those top seed spots, that's super helpful and can really earn you some good points early on in the tournament. And so I think if we end up where I think we should end up, I think we'll be in a really good position to do well at state.
You know, and as far as state goes, I know you like your chance to finish up there high. I think you said Rapid City Christian, Sioux Falls Christian, Vermilion, probably the three teams that hopefully the Huron Tigers are tussling there at the end.
Yep, definitely. I think those will be the three teams to beat. When we played them, you know, during the season, our matches were close. And so I really think that even though those are kind of the teams that I'm thinking will be, you know, the ones to beat and pretty high up there, if we play like I know we can play, we're going to be able to get some wins against those teams if we end up playing against them. And hopefully, you know, we've finished in the top four the last couple of years. I certainly see us there again this year, if not, maybe even a little bit higher. I know the girls are very, very motivated to do well at state, and so I think it's going to be exciting for girls tennis at the state tournament this year.
So let's wrap it up with this. You know, already here to an end of a season, it always feels like tennis is a little compressed. I know the boys' season certainly is compressed, but even the girls to an extent. Bottom line is, you know, it's like any other year. You had some girls back. You knew what you were going to get. You had to put a couple of new girls into the lineup. I know you said the doubles flights in particular, two out of the three flights were kind of girls playing with each other for the first time. So that's what the regular season is for, to get everybody acclimated and then be ready to go here this coming Monday, Tuesday.
Yes, exactly. This right now is what we have been working for throughout the entire season, and what I saw from the ESD tournament and our doubles play there, I'm feeling very confident going into the state tournament with our doubles teams and with the girls at their singles spots. And so I think that we are where we need to be at going into this state tournament to do well.
Rachel Carey, head coach here on Tiger Girls Tennis. Tiger Girls headed to Rapid City for the Class A state tennis tournament Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. And Rich, let's talk about your fall home sale going on right now. Save up to 50% off, plus no interest for up to 2 years.
That's right. We're doing something really kind of fun. We have no interest for 24 months. So for 2 years, no interest. What's great about it is you're able to combine that with all of our sale prices. So you can still get the lowest sale price, take that 50% off discount, and still finance. And in addition, this particular one has no minimum. So what that does is it really has some fun numbers. For instance, if I put a it this way and said, what if you could get a Lazy Boy rocker recliner for $17 a month? How would you like to get an entire Ashley sectional for $34 a month? How about a reclining sofa for $23 a month? You can get a genuine Sealy Posturepedic queen-size mattress for $25 a month. You get into the mattresses, Tempur-Pedic's running up to $300 off. Purple is running up to $600 off. Nectar is running 40% off some of their accessories. The really fun part is right now with this no interest financing for 2 years, and you can do it with no minimum.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We wrap things up, talk here on Tiger football with head coach Drew Strand. The Tigers shut out Douglas last night 36-0 to win their second game of the season. And coach, maybe a little slow start there offensively, but defensively, the last two and a half games really since Sturgis scored their second touchdown in the third quarter, the defense has really started to step it up. And now that's where they're starting to, you know, kind of dictate how our game goes.
Yep. I mean, they go out there. They did a fantastic job again last night of just controlling on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, they did a fantastic job last night of giving us short field, so we didn't have to really, you know, come up with much offensively, and we're able to move half field. I know we got stopped the first two times, but we just got to continue to work on those things and get better on our first two drives and find ways to get into the end zone.
You know, and defensively, we have a lot of contributors there. We are able to rotate a lot of guys in. Guys are still playing both ways, but maybe not 100% on defense or 100% on offense. Nice to see. I feel like we are developing a little depth in spots.
Yep. We thought the same thing, you know, kind of going into this game. Just kind of try to rotate guys in. That way we weren't sitting there playing 140 snaps, you know, with one guy and being able to rotate guys in, give them breaks so we can stay fresh. You know, moving forward, we're going to have to find ways to, you know, stay fresh, especially this next week going into Aberdeen, who doesn't have a lot of guys playing both ways. So just trying to find our own depth within our own squad. And I think last night we're starting to get that, and it really looked good at times when we figured that out and got guys out that were tired and got guys in that were fresh.
You know, and I hate to jinx it, and I'm probably going to here at the end, but for Game 6 last night, we went into Game 6 remarkably healthy.
Yep. I mean, I know that's been nice to keep everybody healthy and get everybody back now. I know we only have a couple guys. You know, usually they're my film guys, the injured guys, and I didn't have any. So, you know, that's always a good thing when we can stay healthy and just keep moving through our stuff and not having these young guys, you know, that already are and not asking a lot more from them and just being able to do their job and not having to step in for the older guys.
You know, Colby Hofer returned last week out in Spearfish, and Logan Leyendecker, I didn't think we'd see him back after his injury last week, but I think he got himself cleared Wednesday. He was out there on Friday, and, you know, the good thing about that is kids want to be on the field.
Yep, you know, this team's been fantastic about wanting to compete and wanting to play, you know, and putting in the effort at practice. You know, there's not a lot of guys that are sitting out and then expecting to play on Friday, you know, so with that mindset, you know, they're all competitive. They all want to play. And they all want to win, so that's a huge part of it, and just staying healthy and finding ways to come back. You know, it's a little different because these guys, you know, they get injured, and all of a sudden you see them the next day, and they're like, yeah, I'll be good to go. I'm fine. I'm rehabbing, and they do a well enough job to find ways to get back in for that next week.
You know, and defensively, we mentioned Colby, Oakley, Anderson. Those two, they like to call themselves the Troll Patrol. They've been the anchors there. But, you know, a kid like Mason Juergens, he doesn't leave the field at all in defense. You are starting to give him some blows, it looks like, in offense. Another guy that I felt has really come along is Cooper Bischoff here the last few games. Even saw a few offensive snaps where he found himself in the end zone. You know, Riley Winiger, a pick. Juergens, a pick last night. Bubba Peterson, looks like he's about out there for all the defensive snaps where we're getting him some blows on offense. So again, you know, just cycle guys through. It's hard not to play guys both ways, but if you just give a guy a blow here and there on one side of the ball or the other, you know, that's really going to pay dividends.
Yep. I mean, it's really helpful, you know, it lets guys stay fresh and gets guys blows and just helps you allow to be coachable, you know, on the sideline when we pull them out and able to talk to them to fix whatever we need to fix or just make simple adjustments for them, you know. So that's a huge part of it. And those guys have done a fantastic job. I do have to, you know, kind of throw an apology out there to Mason. I know that Cooper caught those touchdowns, but, you know, Mason's been grinding that spot all season and all year. And then I just wanted to see, you know, kind of get him some depth because I noticed that he is one of our few now that go both ways the whole time. And we got to find ways to get him fresh Josh, you know, so he's healthy, so he can go out there and do those things. And, you know, hopefully he'll find his way around. I know he had a couple catches last night. You know, we just got to get him the ball a little earlier and let him make moves because he is a good route runner for us too.
You know, and offensively, and we've talked about it a lot, and I've noticed it more this year, but you said really it's been kind of a deal since you took over as head coach. We have had some issues, and we can move the ball between the 20s, but the red zone there has been difficult at times. We saw it at the beginning of the game last night. We're still scoreless midway through the second quarter before we scored two touchdowns, I believe, in the last 4.5 minutes of the first half. Got a little more efficient there, 4 touchdown passes for Colt McNeil, 2 to Bischoff, 2 to Blake Elwine, but probably as most importantly, it was our best night running the ball this season. I think I had 118 yards rushing for Landon Hulst. Thackeray Hansen, he's off the injured reserve as well here for after missing the first few games. He had another 58 yards. He had a touchdown, and you know, when we can get, you know, I think we ran the ball over 40 times last night. When we can get that consistency, that opens up everything else. And also, I thought Colton was being a little more judicious. He was making better decisions. He realized he can tuck the ball and run it, and you know, and that helps open everything as well.
Yep, I mean, I really thought he kind of opened up last night, and he himself helped our passing game out by being able to move around in the pocket and wasn't afraid to run, you know, when he had open lanes, and our O-line getting more comfortable and feeling like, you know what, if a guy's riding me outside, I can kind of drive him outside, and McNeil's going to step up and find the hole in the pocket. So I thought he did a fantastic job and made a huge, big step last night, you know, after going out to spearfish and us having that tough game. You know, it was nice to see this and, you know, let him get comfortable and let those young O-line get comfortable in that. And moving around, and then, yeah, like in the red zone, we just got to find ways, you know, we got to sit down, we got to find ways to finish those off, because going up against these next few teams, you know, we're not going to have that option. You know, we're going to have to find ways to get it in and help out our defense a little bit, and we just got to continue to progress and really kind of sit down and, you know, be 100% on those red zone drives so we can come up with some plays, whether it's a touchdown or a field goal. You know, those touchdowns are nicer to have, but, you know, if we got to, we got to find ways to put points on the board early to give our defense, you know, that boost to keep helping us out.
Now, it's Aberdeen next week. You kind of touched on it already, but Aberdeen is the biggest school in 11AA. They're the one school that can afford to not have a lot of guys going both ways. So this week, more than any for our schedule, the conditioning comes into play because they're going to be a little fresher than us, a little bigger than us. But, you know, it's a team we feel we can compete with, just judging scores of teams we've both played here. But, you know, that'll be the, you know, it's going to be a little bit more of a mental exercise going to Aberdeen next week.
Yep, I mean, it's really going to push us to the edge mentally of, you know, how bad do we want to win this one, and the guys that are out on the field are going to have to keep stepping up, you know, and just keep competing over the guy that is across from them, and those guys don't have to go both ways. So we're going to have to find ways, like we did last night, to kind of rotate guys in to keep our guys fresh and do it at times that are, you know, we're able to do that things and just kind of come up with a good game plan on that. It's always tough going against Aberdeen because they got a lot of guys that go both or one way. So it seems like, you know, they do a fantastic job of scheming stuff up defensively and giving different looks because, you know, practice wise, they're probably doing a little bit more than that and able to do that with guys only going one way. But we just got to find ways to finish our drives and, you know, compete with them guys. And I think we'll be all right if we can finish our red zone drives.
You know, and Aberdeen did beat Mitchell down in Mitchell last night. I think that game was just 2 touchdowns at halftime. Then Aberdeen pretty much exploded in the second half, 48-14, 48-8, something like that. So, you know, like I just always think of Aberdeen. They usually have a big line and then a smaller running back that's hard to contain.
Yep, I mean, they're usually big up front, and they are this year again, both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. So, you know, we're definitely going to have our work cut out for us, you know, but Aberdeen's kind of the team right now, you know, where they're big enough, they're the biggest school, and if you can kind of compete with them and stay with them, you know, it kind of gives you the drive. And I think, you know, Double A this year has really kind of opened up, and, you know, us competing with Spearfish and going out there, you know, kind of shows our guys, you know, like, you guys are able to do it and compete with everybody. We just got to stay disciplined and really give it our 100% for 48 minutes out there on the field.
And you just kind of took what I was going to take next there, Double A, kind of throw it back up. You know, you just looked at Watertown, the consensus number one, then Spearfish goes to Watertown, wins in overtime, kind of a wild game, double overtime. In fact, both teams scored on their first overtime possession. Both missed the extra point kick, and then Spearfish scores and holds Watertown to win it 27-20. So, as I said, it's wide open now. You know, you always had Pierre and everybody else.
Hills. Pierce sitting at 2-4 as well. Brookings, they're kind of the one that, you know, has really come under the radar. They're not under the radar anymore. We still have to play them as well. You know, there's just a lot of moving parts right now in the division.
Yep, I mean, there's a lot of chances and opportunities. You know, we're coming down to this second half of our season, you know, and every game, every win is super crucial now to be where you want to be by the end of the season and where you want to start your playoff run from. So, you know, our guys just got to go into it one game at a time, and, you know, we really got to focus and we got to go for every win that's possible that's left out there, because unfortunately you don't have a lot of options or a lot of weeks left in the season. So we just got to continue to stay disciplined and, you know, like you and I have talked about every week, and just continue to get better. You know, I think this team is starting to really build together and really come together, you know, and so hopefully we can just continue to do that and build off of that and really start to peak here this last half of the season and go into playoffs like that.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Tigers go on the road to Aberdeen next week, back to a 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame on Tiger. Up next is Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.